Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Grace, you know what? My engine's revving to go. It's revving up. How about yours? And if it's not, you know what? If your engine is not revving up, you know what you need? You need a Holy Ghost enema right up your rear end.
Well, that's Suzanne Hinn, wife of Benny Hinn. Almost as interesting as her husband. She reportedly has filed for divorce after more than 30 years of marriage to Benny Hinn. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. The Associated Press writes, wife of televangelist Benny Hinn files for divorce, citing irreconcilable differences. We're going to talk about Benny Hinn, his wife, and their impending divorce for the next 10 minutes of the program. Then we play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Now, you can email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can Twitter us at @issuesetc, or you can give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Pastor Dick Fisher is director, senior researcher, and writer for Personal Freedom Outreach, co-author of the book The Confusing World of Benny Hinn. Pastor Fisher, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you, and it's good to hear from you again.
Compared to other televangelists, how visible was Suzanne Hinn in Benny Hinn Ministries?
She was not visible a lot. She was visible now and again. And the clip that you just played actually goes back to 1999, and it was things like that, I think, that even caused her to be sidelined all the more. In our book, The Confusing World of Benny Hinn, on page 111, we've got documentation on that clip and some of the background of how that occurred and so on. But she was not, in the overall scheme of things, she was not that visible.
Who is Benny Hinn himself?
Who is he?
Yeah.
Well, we did a 10-year research project that ended up being The Confusing World of Benny Hinn. He is a televangelist, obviously, one of the biggest, most well-known, and probably the most the richest one. He seems to be on the top of the heap, at least right now, until all of this other thing winds out with the divorce and so on. He has an interesting story. He was born in Jaffa, Israel, Arab background, and eventually came to the top of the heap as a televangelist, as a word faith teacher, as a healer. But a lot of people have been questioning all of that, and if it's not more illusion than reality.
So how do you anticipate Benny Hinn Ministries to, I mean, it is a ostensibly Christian televangelist ministry. How do you anticipate that they will portray Benny Hinn's impending divorce?
Well, already they're portraying it as being Suzanne's fault totally. So it looks like they're going to go in that direction. Probably that Benny just is having spiritual warfare right now. But it looks like the way the spin is going in the newspapers that that she's going to take the brunt of all that happened. We really don't know yet, and we don't have all the information. In fact, Lee Grady, Charisma Magazine, released a statement today and said that Hinn's organization needs to issue a statement of how this happened and what happened. And I think how this is all going to play out will not be clear until a lot more information is out there. It will come out as to why she's divorcing and all of that. But, you know, power and fame and fortune and huge amounts of money, constantly on the road, lack of accountability. Benny has no church. He's not a pastor, but he lives in a $12 million parsonage. But all of that and so on, that takes its toll on a marriage. I mean, look at the litany of these guys, Swaggart and Baker and Haggard and Paul and Randy White, and even Charles Stanley, whose wife divorced him, and now Hinn's facing the same thing.
Oh, let's talk about what's wrong with Benny Hinn's. You say it's confusing. What's wrong with Benny Hinn's theology?
Well, his theology, I don't think we can say he has a theology. He just kind of, cuts and pastes as he goes. He's got a lot of false prophecies that are documented in our book, a lot of quirky teaching, very quirky teaching. He's clearly a word faith teacher, you know, name it, claim it. He claims he has anointings from dead people, from the grave. He has visited graves in the past, and the sad thing is that he's up there with all of his supposed powers and insight, and he's dispelling demons. If you ever watched his show, he single-handedly, with a wave of the hand, will dispel demons and break curses of poverty and declare marriage is healed and disease is gone. And here's a guy that can't even keep his marriage together. We kind of guess, though, that Suzanne has had problems for a long time, because that clip that you played with her running and back and forth in a frenzy on the platform, and then actually just taking a flying belly flop on the platform, and then all of that inappropriate stuff that she's saying there. This goes back to 1999, and we suspected that there was some mental instability back then. As far, this is 10, 11 years ago, we started to think that might be the case.
Okay, when we hear about these kind of things,
right,
people from the outside looking in say Benny Hinn is kind of theologically kind of a circus clown a little bit, and
that's not a bad statement. I mean, that seems to be on target. Yep. It's more like professional wrestling when you look at all of the antics of throwing people down and blowing people down, and we've actually seen people getting hurt, and we've got documentation of at least one person being killed in one of his meetings. You got more chance of going to the hospital being hurt than healed at his meetings.
What's the appeal? Why do people continue to go to his crusades, give him money, and even after this, I imagine, will only be more loyal to him?
Well, they may or may not. Usually they end up, though, there's a kind of a cognitive dissonance that happens, and when they see things like this, they're in conflict. But usually they end up believing contrary truths, which is against logic. But, his followers will end up doing that. That's what will happen, and they will follow him nevertheless. Because I think once you get invested in someone and invested heavily, especially financially, it's not easy to admit you've been foolish, that you've been stupid, that you've done the wrong thing. It's just not easy to admit that. And I think he creates hope in people. It's a false hope. And people sometimes, especially sick, you see all the sick in the wheelchairs going to his meetings because there's a false hope. He builds up hope in people. And it's really just about money is what it's really all about.
So would you put him in the camp of the word faith teachers, or does even he fall outside of this name it, claim it, positive confession? If you
he's clearly in the middle of all of that. He's clearly in that camp, and he associates with people in that camp and endorses people in that camp, and his teachings are, in fact, everything that you'd hear from that slant, and he actually has taught that. It's interesting, though, that in the past, and again documented in the book, he said that was false teaching and he was going to leave it behind, and, you know, within months he was back to it again. So that's why we say the confusing world of Benny Hinn, because he's really confused himself. I mean, we've documented three different conversion stories, and there may even be more out there. We don't know at this point.
Okay, so what can we learn from the divorce of someone like Benny Hinn, looking into this ministry and the fact that others will continue to lend their allegiance to this televangelist?
What can we learn? I think we can learn that we should really investigate and give our commitment and our funds to reliable ministries, not ministries that put ensconce a guy into a $12 million home. I think people have to be more conscientious about their giving, and they have to look at any ministry that is paying those kinds of salaries, it's just beyond the pale. I think, too, people have to get connected with their local church. When there's a crisis, when there's a funeral, when there's some kind of serious issue, Benny's not going to come and minister to them. They're going to turn to their church. They're going to turn to their pastor, and he's going to be there for them. So they need to get connected to a church, not to some guy that just floats around, some Pied Piper that floats around claiming he has powers that he doesn't have.
Okay, I want to talk with about a minute and a half before we take a break. I want you to talk about how it is that, you mentioned this before briefly, how it is that the trappings of the televangelist, the modern televangelist, this is really a phenomenon in itself, tends to lead to these kinds of abuses, be it the way they spend their money or perhaps even how they live their lives. About a minute.
Well, they do. And I mean, Tiger Woods is an example of this. In his statement today, he said, "I thought I was, you know, beyond the rules. The rules weren't for me. I was in a different class. I was entitled." These guys get to the place where the power, the fame, the fortune gets them so in such an illusionary state that they think they're entitled. They think the rules don't apply to them, that they can do what they wish when they wish. And again, being constantly on the road, constantly traveling, constantly adored, this does not make for a marriage. It doesn't make for home life. It doesn't make for family. It's not normal. It's unnatural, and it opens these guys up to all kind of temptation. And when there's there's opportunity without accountability, anybody's going to fall. So nobody's beyond that. But again, as I said, when you have availability of sin and no accountability, you're a dead duck for that.
When we come back from this break, Pastor Dick Fisher will be with us for a few more minutes on this Friday afternoon, February the 19th, talking about the divorce proceedings filed by the wife of televangelist Benny Hinn. Then we're going to play Soundbite of the Week, four pieces of Issues, Etc. Soundbite audio. You get to listen, and then you get to vote for Soundbite of the Week. Your reasons are your own, but we want to hear why and where you're listening when you vote for Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Email us here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. Just a few more minutes with Pastor Dick Fisher after this, and then Soundbite of the Week.
Greetings from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church, Muscoda, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues, Etc. Zion Lutheran is a welcoming, family-friendly church that's firmly grounded on the unchanging truth of God's Word. We receive God's gifts of grace in a timeless, reverent way each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Zion Lutheran is located at 101 South Railway in Muscoda, Illinois. Zion Lutheran is a church home that's both faithful and friendly, and you'll be warmly welcomed. For more information, call 618-566-7345.
Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues, Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues, Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues, Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
A pro-life leader you should know.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
There is a long line of pro-life women leaders in America going back to Susan B. Anthony, including Mary Fallon, who has been representing Oklahoma's 5th Congressional District since 2006. Congresswoman Fallon is a regular speaker at Oklahoma pro-life rallies, sharing her personal story of an unexpected yet blessed pregnancy during her first ever campaign for public office. She champions pro-life causes in Congress and is optimistic, saying, "More and more Americans are coming to realize that a society that fails to protect the most vulnerable is not a healthy society at all."
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
The greater good argument is, to quote my friend Dr. Bill Hurlbut, but it has no bottom to it.
Then people come to church in order not to praise God, but to get the results of praise, which, if you like, is an emotional or spiritual high.
It really makes me laugh and chuckle, because if being human is not what gives us the obligation to treat animals properly, what does?
We do need more laymen that can teach. And I think the best way for them to get an introduction is to listen to Issues, Etc.
In about 5 minutes, we'll play Issues, Etc., soundbite of the week. We're talking about the divorce proceedings filed by the wife of televangelist Benny Hinn. Pastor Dick Fisher is our guest. Pastor Fisher, you have watched a lot of these televangelists go through a lot of scandals. Some of them are divorced. What do you think? Will, based upon what you've learned from watching the others, do you think Benny Hinn will be able to parlay this into more support from those who already support him, perhaps even those who don't support him yet?
You know what? I'm not a prophet. Benny's supposed to be a prophet. I'm not a prophet. So I'm not going to take a chance on speculating. I need more information. I think more information needs to come out. They tend to survive these things. They reincarnate themselves. So if I were to guess, I would think that in one way or another, he'll probably get beyond this and continue to do what he's doing. I'll tell you, however, my last church, I served 41 years there. I know all the problems and the pitfalls of ministry, and I know you have to stay close to the Bible, close to the Lord, and close to home, and you don't believe your own press. So, you know, these guys tend to end up believing their own press, and they're just very vulnerable.
Pastor Dick Fisher is director, senior researcher, and writer for Personal Freedom Outreach. He's co-author of the book, The Confusing World of Benny Hinn. Pastor Fisher will be speaking with Issues, Etc. regular guests, Dr. Paul Meyer and Dr. Ron Rhodes, at the St. Louis Conference on Biblical Discernment, April the 22nd through the 24th here in St. Louis. For more information, visit the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, or you can call Personal Freedom Outreach, their number, 314-921-9800. The St. Louis Conference on Biblical Discernment, April 22nd through the 24th, 314-921-9800. Pastor Fisher, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. God bless.